Hello everyone. It's very nice. And this is my second time the American Horticulture, the American Society of Horticulture Science. And I want to introduce myself a little bit. And I'm originally from South Korea. Then 2002, I joined the North Dakota State University barley breeding program. It's not fruit crops. After that, my postdoc was USDA National Rice Research Center in Arkansas. After that, actually I joined the UF at University of Florida, the assistant professor, strawberry breeding program. My 100% research is strawberry. And what Chris said, food crop is boring. Thank you for the information. That can be one of the reasons maybe I switched cereal crops to the strawberry, but I really enjoying strawberry, and the people I wrote down in the bottom of my name, this is all my teachers, and I'm learning a lot, and strawberry is a lot of things challenge, because my position is not replaced position, it's a new position. At University of Florida, we have a strawberry breeder, and they actually want to do molecular breeding combined together to speed up cultivar development. And this is my three topics I want to cover today. So I have 80% research and 20% extension. I don't have a teaching appointment, but I have a graduate program and students. I have a mentoring research, their research, and it's every my students go to Gainesville. And I'm actually off-campus faculty. It's 2 hours and about 2 hours driving from Gainesville. And it is hard. My students have to go Gainesville, stay 1 year, sometimes 2 years, and they come down at research center and they do research. So this is something different from other faculty who work on the main campus. So my research is actually program strawberry molecular genetics and genomics. This is my program title. And I have currently have about 4 graduate students. And I have the others, my extension is for strawberry growth and industries. So the strawberry is the cultivated strawberry is octoploid, rosaceae species, and the genome is quite complicated compared to other diploid species. And the strawberry production in U.S. is mainly the California, 92%. So California strawberry production is all summertime. So the winter strawberry, 100% down in Florida, but mainly some the part of the Southern California, or the heavily imported in Mexico in winter. So about 7% strawberry production in Florida, the total revenue about over $300 million. And so we have about 100 strawberry growth and 11,000 acres. So it's quite a big industry in Florida. So this is the 1925 Gulf Coast Research and Education Center. So mainly our research center was initiated for the helping growers for plant pathology studies, not really breeding program. And this is the location nearby Tampa, and this is the place the strawberry is growing, and the strawberry producers that work over there. And our breeding program started 1948, and this is how the 1948 strawberry breeding program then filled the condition looked like. But this is same thing, 2-row strawberry in 1 bed. But currently in our breeding program, when you see this is all the black mulching plastic and all the drip irrigation, then our soil is really sandy soil. We don't have much the organic the component in the soil condition, so everything we have to do heavy nitrogen and other than the water or dripping the pipe. And the strawberry, how we grow is something different from other crop system. So Florida 90 is the first variety we released, 1954. And the Florida Brilliance is the most recent variety released last year. And Florida Brilliance. And total we have 16 varieties. And it's been grown in over 60 countries, including U.S. The Dr. Vance Whitaker is a strawberry breeder. And so I joined this program now 3 years. And Vance and I, we work as a team. He's a strawberry genetics and breeder, and I work on molecular genetics and genomic part. So combined together, what we are doing, this is a whole our breeding program. And Vance is focusing on QTL discovery and validation. We have so many different traits for fruit quality and disease resistance. And also genomic selection, some of the traits is so complicated, such as yield, and also and cultivar release and development, everything, all the patent and license, these things cover, the Vance is taking care of it. For my research is for DNA marker and DNA test development. This is really important more and more for our breeding program. I can explain later more details. And so strawberry genome is complex and also highly heterogeneous. So we have to look at really inside how the traits they look like, and we need to develop marker as close as possible. And this marker can be used all the breeding program, not just for us. And also I can introduce a little bit about the gene editing and somatic variation, what we are using for our cultivar development. And this is the 2015, the marker selection program, and I joined, and we have so many printing papers when you look at the gel picture. The one technician has the big notebook just collecting the marker scoring data for this one single trait. We call fruity aroma, the peach aroma flavor, gamma D-galactan. And this is a already known gene. It controls this flavor, absence and presence of the gene. And I was planning to do using this technique, but I cannot do anymore because the problem is we have so many seedlings we have to screen. So this is the greenhouse what we have. We have total about 200 crossing families, and all the seedling we cannot send to field. We have to screen a lot, and then but everything done by markers. So the high throughput DNA test is really critical for our program. So what I developed the system is use the plug as a 96-well PCR plate exactly. So we can actually just tiny lip punch and transfer into 96-well plate. You just need a little bit tiny the tissues. And this 96-well plate get exactly same as your map in greenhouse. And these total these plates about 60,000 seedlings. And the DNA extraction takes only 10 minutes. When you look at all the way the right side, that 384 genotype plate. How we do genotyping? We use the QRT PCR. So many lab now has all the real-time PCR machine. We use a high-resolution melting. This is cheap and easy. The genotyping and very accurate. So using this technique, we use all this. When you look at this blue, the pattern of curve, this each line is one seedling sample. We can easily see which seedling has the peach fruity aroma gene or not. And all these things is since we know already gene exactly is 100% selection. This year we use all the 6 traits for disease resistance and flavor, and also the day neutrality. And using this one, total screening seedling was 50,000. And our breeding program, we can handle total number of 10,000 seedlings because of all the field condition. And the more importantly, we can handle our old breeding material in Florida because of weather. Summer is too hot and rain every day. Everything we send to California, the summer nursery, and also Oregon for upper the high elevation. Then all these things has to be done by 4 weeks, just 4 weeks, 5 weeks, because all shipping, overnight shipping, or driving the truck, and some nursery, they have to prepare. Everything has to be really the business and like moving. So that's why the high throughput DNA test is really important in our breeding program. So that's my position when I started, and so first year and second year I spent a lot of time for this. And now this high throughput DNA system is really using the cultivar development in our breeding programs. And what I want to discuss about is more on the research program for disease resistance. And these six diseases are the main problem in Florida. Because of the winter, we grow strawberry, the weather is perfect. And that's why so many people coming down Florida, because the weather is so nice and warm. But the problem is the pathogen, insect, they love. They have so many diseases and pests, they stay there. That's why these six disease problem, I have to work all together one time. There's no disease more important than the others. From 2015 and now, Dr. Suzy Verma, he work on QTL discovery using the whole genome SNP array. That was developed from the diploid Vesca, but now we are developing the octopus strawberry ananasa. And we found all the location of the different loci of disease resistance. When you see PC2 is a Phytophthora crown root rot resistance, XF1 in 6D, that's bacterial angular leaf spot. And 6B, we have a CG1, that's Corrector trichum greus viridis, the crown root rot. And CA1 is a corrector trichum acutatum fruit rot. MP1 and 2, these are two major QTR for the macrofomina, charcoal rot. So this is really exciting for my research because all these disease threats what we have, our inbreeding program, is controlled by single major locus or just two different loci. So this is a perfect genetic material I can use for the marker development and DNA test. And all these six disease resistance, I currently have each student have the program. So this is, I'm very fortunate. I have all my master and PhD student, they focus on single disease resistance. And Jack, he graduated 2006, and I'm committee member for co-chair for his program. And Jin Hee is my current PhD student. And they both working on the bacterial angular leaf spot. And Jack identified XF1 locus. And Jin Hee is currently working on cloning candidate genes and developing more markers and using also CRISPR technology we can knock out and do some more functional work. And bacterial disease, the symptom when you look at this is sometimes very tricky to look, either the environmental effect or real disease symptoms. But when you look at the underneath of the leaf, this is a wet symptom, then very important, we can see exactly this bacterial disease. And I have another program with the corrector trichum crown rot. And actually, she just graduated last year, and now she's working on the breeding company. And she's one of the great students in my program, my first master's student who graduated just recently. And when I have this student and her mom just came together, and they mom said their parents are the medical MD doctor, and she really want my daughter to go to medical school. So then I asked Ashley, why you want to do strawberry? And she loves strawberry. And okay, this is important for you to do what you really like to do. And she was a really good student. After graduate, she's so happy, and she sometimes emailed me and Thank you, Dr. Lee, so much. I learned a lot, and this is really what I want to do. And that's something I really learning from students and explain them what you want to do, what you are doing exactly, and they really enjoying their work, and they can do really good job. I think this is a really good mentorship for students. Just tell them you should enjoy and then do what you want. And this correct track, this is a recent trait, and we also found, and we recently published this result in the TAG. And how they meet you, Ronald Tapia, and then just initiate this program from last year. And this is really nice that this is resistant what we have. How they meet you, many people believe it's more controlled by multigenic. But our preliminary data, it shows they controlled by single major locus. And this is something I also look at what is the genetic mechanism for this disease resistance. And Natalia Salina is my, is not my PhD student, but I'm the committee member for her program. She recently found the major locus we call CA1 for anthracnose disease resistance. And this is the resistance controlled by the major locus. And we are working on the finding the candidate genes for disease resistance. And Chakorat, the John Nelson, he's the last year of a master degree. And he worked on the breeding company and joined the strawberry research. And he's after graduating, he going back to the breeding company, so working on strawberry. And this is something our older program, the students have really high motivation and what they want to do. And so as a PI or the professor, really have a good discussion, and I can give a very good the focus on more of the best mentorship for them. So Phytophthora cramra, this is the more important disease resistance we are working on, and the more people are involved in, because one of the main problem, Phytophthora cramra, is this always the infection is coming from nursery, and once the growers, they plant in the field condition, the plant immediately die because of they already got infection. So I want to show how this technique we can use for this cloning candidate genes. These three techniques, I just follow all disease resistance, gene cloning or marker development. So first, when we found the QTR, the region is too big. We cannot use the DNA marker. We have to do the fine mapping and narrow down and design the developed marker. And all these developed marker, we know that where actually the candidate genes there. And using next generation sequencing and transcriptome analysis, we can look at the more where the genes, candidate genes, and this all the fine mapping, based on candidate genes, I can develop more markers. You can more narrowing down. And this for PC2, we currently have about 350 kb region. So this PC2, when I look it down, there's actually two different haplotypes controlled by one disease resistance. This is how the fine mapping is really important. Because without fine mapping, we think, okay, this is controlled by one major locus, but when you look at the inside, there's two different layers is controlling the single disease resistance. And based on the transcriptome analysis, while we look at all different gene expression pattern we combine together, this is important to look at exactly what's the pathway. And the phenylpropanoid pathway is involved for this Phytophthora disease resistance. When I look at this transcriptome analysis, that figure, there are so many genes involved, the transcription factor and the protein modification for cell synthesis. And this is something important. That's what the cell thickness. This is how the strawberry is stronger than this pathogen. Then there are so many candidate genes from the fine mapping, then I can narrow down what gene is for cell modification. And from that, this technique, what I can also do, develop the new technique is resistant gene enrichment sequencing. There are so many R genes in plants that control disease resistance. And strawberry, when we look at the in Ananassia octophorus strawberry, the total number is over 2,000 R genes. And Vesca is deployed over 300 R genes. The Vesca's whole genome sequencing is done. It's very easy. You can look at. But Ananassia is still, we are working on the whole genome sequencing. And the R genes, what we have in Ananassia, after we sequence all of them. This project we all done. Now we analyze all the bioinformatical, the method. And so what we found, the Phytophthora PC2, we compare resistant susceptible, we found the two R genes. They're different between susceptibility and resistance. So from that information, this is the big table, the main breeding program. Some of the germplasm is more resistant to the one pathogen. Some of the germplasm is more susceptible to other pathogen. And this is a great combination representing all our breeding program. We don't know all this disease resistance is controlled by R gene, but it's highly possible. We look at the R gene combination between susceptible and resistant genotype. And for example, XF1, when you look at all the Fragaria information, there are only four genotypes highly resistant. We found the one MBSLRR is quite different. And so also cloning that the gene, we use to develop the back library. And we are looking at the sequencing data, and H2, H3 haplotype, we see that there are two different haplotypes we already cloned and now working on the DNA sequencing. So CRISPR genetics, we developed the two variety CRISPR system, and this is how we just using the plant materials for perior and runner tips. Total about 4 weeks from the callus development and the plant regeneration, it takes about 4 months. But the octopus strawberry, the tissue culture is challenging. And so using the CRISPR, the technique, we can actually use the right time for the which tissue culture we need. And this is the using two different methods, agrobacterium and particle bombardment. And so the other way, also for disease resistance, we use somatic variation. So the last of my part for the just few more slides, so extension and collaboration. This is a challenge because my part, everything was is really highly the more molecular approach for breeding program. But 20% extension, I have to engagement how I can work with the other growers and how they understand my program. And this is the strawberry mini field and visit the local strawberry growers and discuss what their problem exactly, then I can focus to develop more targeting my program. And after that, we have all the faculty in our research center. We have the weed and pathogen and all different programs. We have a good discussion and work all together. And strawberry field day, so I present what my program is. Then they have the great discussion, the time. And then, so this is the time actually they understand what is the molecular breeding program can help for strawberry new cultivar development. And another, the egg expo, and every year in our research center, and this is the my student, and they present their result. And the other extension publication is also very important for their growth, they can read it. And so rose breed, I am involved in rose breed breeding program, and then so this is a kind of good collaboration in working all together for the other small the fruit breeders. And recently, we initiated another SCRA program for the next generation of strawberry disease program as a California and the UF program get together. And this is a great development for how the U.S. all the breeding program work together. So the conclusion, the breeding program really is a teamwork and collaboration. So this all the DNA test and marker seed selection, the breeding the techniques, it's important. So now the more future techniques are coming for octopus reference genome. Also, we have other the sequencing or genotyping method we need to do, and also the gene editing is initiated also in octopus strawberry. And this is the great team for FAPEX strawberry, all our team members, and this is how we working hard for making better strawberries. Thank you very much. And